This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It is 12:08 and the WCCO Radio 100th birthday party is still going somewhere. It is still going somewhere.
Man.
We're here. That's Susie Jones. I'm Chad Hartman. Here is Dave Harrigan. We'll be here till 3. Jason DeRussia will follow us. And Twins play. No. Twins are done. We are the home of the Twins. I think the World Series starts in a month. I mean, the break is way too long. It was an enormous night in the history of this radio station, and I'm not being hyperbolic, right? This radio station, 100 years old, earlier this month, we've honored it. Red Lane did a fabulous job with 100 great moments. I'm still devastated that the overrated song was 101. I mean, Dave, are you? I'm not over it, by the way. Are you, Dave?
I'm not happy about it, but I'm at peace.
You're at peace.
I'm at peace that, you know, a lot of people just want to keep things down that they don't understand.
Yeah, that's it. Fine. They're haters. They're haters. So this is a legendary radio station, which has made an impact for a long time, and numerous talented people and incredibly loyal listeners, right? So we had an event last night, which celebrated the radio station. We patted ourselves on the back. That's what it was. It basically was, listen to how great we are. that was a bit. It was at Chanhassen Dinner Theater. Mm-hmm. They did a very fine job. And we're going to review some of the events.
Okay.
Now, I will say we had to go a little early. I brought my closest friend, my ex-wife, right? She, Kathleen.
Who is beautiful, by the way.
Of course she is.
I mean, not that she wouldn't be, but.
Yeah, no, she's a beautiful person inside and outside. And my father and my ex-wife were extraordinarily close.
Oh.
They loved each other. Absolutely. My father one time said, I mean, our divorce was not smooth. I know one particular person I blame for that. I will not name that person's name. And it's not Kathleen. My father once told me, God, this divorce, I know it's tough for you guys. It's way harder for me.
Ah, Sid. Okay. Funny.
Again, none of that surprises anybody that's either heard him or read him or absolutely knows him. But my father and Kathleen were extraordinarily close. Mm-hmm. And so she said, can I go? And, of course, Q's going to go. So if you're at an event like that and you got a lot of radio show hosts who like to talk about themselves – and others, you knew it was going to go long. I put the over under at 11:15. That's what I put the over.
It was under, right? We made it under 11.
Well, I see here. I'm going to tell you, I left because Kathleen's car broke down yesterday.
Ugh,
I'm not making it up. The plan was for Kathleen to drive separate because Monday's my day with Q.
Yeah,
and so we would meet her there, and then at some point when he was tired, that they would take off. Well, her car broke down.
Oh.
Right? And we don't live the Susie life. We don't have, you know, five other cars waiting to go as backups. So we're
chauffeurs.
There. And I mentioned last week, Q had his first seizure in a long time. And
oh, I didn't know that.
Last Thursday, just awful. And it takes him about a week to get back. So at about 9:15, his head was going down.
Mm.
And then he told us his feet were hurting because apparently the shoes were too small. And I'm not putting him in an Uber.
No.
From Chanhassen.
No.
Right? So after your segment, because that's what I'm calling the new segment, the Susie segment, we left. And at that point, I thought it was very, very good. I did hear Jordana today say that she arrived home at 11:30. You also ducked out early.
I made it till about 10.
10.
Yeah.
Okay. So you took your teeth out and you headed home and watched Gunsmoke.
Yeah. I am still not feeling great, but I should probably get a little sleep tonight.
So
yeah.
I knew if anybody was going to stay till the end, I'm looking at her.
Oh, yeah.
There was not a shred of doubt that you were going to swear, and you did.
I did.
And then you pointed right at me when you swore.
I did.
And I encouraged you. And that you would have the lampshade on, so to speak. That you would be bringing people together, and you were a social butterfly, and you were going all around. So why don't you give your full assessment of the night?
Gosh, that is a...
All praise and all warts included. Let's go full on Susan K. Jones.
Listen, I thought it was tremendous. I thought it probably was a little long. I actually had a chance this morning to talk to Wayne Kostrowski of Taste of Minnesota. Or Taste of the End. You know, he does the taste. And he said, sitting in the audience watching it, he was there till the end. He said, what struck me watching it, was that for us to be in the audience seeing how much you guys love each other. Like,
that's because Adam wasn't there.
No, but hugs and Wendy Paulson and Amy Mousy and I said Natalie Bishaw. I mean, so many people I saw, I felt like Jenny Berg was there. And it felt like a reunion. It felt like a wedding to me. I learned a lot about the station I didn't know. Some great video.
Yeah,
you know, with old
really
stuff.
Good old
yeah.
stuff video.
History. I thought
when your sex tape popped up, I was a bit surprised. But it was at a point in the night where it was kind of hit a lull.
Yeah, right. We needed a little pick-me-up.
Yep.
Point is, I was a little even disappointed as it came to the end, because when Roger Strom and Tim Russell and Dave Lee and Mike Lynch got the floor with Vanita, those guys are hysterical, and they really have some goofball stories about their time here.
Sure, absolutely.
I thought Denny did a nice job of talking about all the people he met here, like Maynard Spies and all these really, really true legends.
Yeah,
I mean,
we're
just kind of hacks. I feel like a hack.
Yeah.
But, you know, Halsey Hall and those guys that truly were remarkable broadcasters as this station was in its heyday. So I thought that was neat for Steve to pay tribute. I thought Don Shelby paying tribute to Jeff McKinney. Jeff McKinney was a very, very talented, grouchy, mean old son of a...
Yeah, not your guy.
No.
Not your guy.
No.
But talented, smart, really was an essential part of Don's show.
And
it was a borderline co-host.
It really was. And when they wrote that book together, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So there were so many things that... We're so special, and so I don't know that I could take one, but I think Mischke was probably the cream of the crop, probably to me as far as poignancy and emotion. So Tommy Mischke did a soliloquy. He sat there by himself with just a single light on, and he read a beautiful story about what his experience was like here. Coming to the station at night, getting a good parking spot, coming into the building by himself. You know, this place is known to have ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
And Mischke shared that. I know Steve Simpson has seen them. Mark Fry this morning had some lights flickering that kind of freaked him out.
I'll say this about Tommy. And Tommy and Ann know each other not well. If you said to me last night, who was the most talented person in that building? Tommy Mischke for me.
100%.
Tommy Mischke is a remarkable broadcaster.
Yeah.
In so many different ways. Let's pause here.
Okay.
Because David and I both have to comment about you.
Okay.
Right?
And people, our listeners are the best.
Yeah.
So if anyone's listening
the kindness of so many people.
So many.
Was touching.
Touching.
Meanwhile, Dave was sending me disgusting texts during the event.
You want me to read the one you sent me?
Yeah.
Oh, you.
I don't want you to.
But listeners are listening to us right now, they will know what we're talking about because so many of them were there. So they could come on and share their favorites,
too. That's great. Okay. More on the event. And by the way, Adam Carter, dead to us today. I think he's flying back from Iceland. So who's in today for Ask Adam Anything? Do you have any idea, Susie?
No.
Cheryl Carter, his mom.
I love it.
Cheryl Carter is in. Yes.
But they did do a nice job with the video from Iceland singing happy birthday to us.
Oh.
Did you? No, I was gone.
He did right away text me and say, after he gave me crap this morning texting me, did they play my video?
They did.
Yeah.
So his crew from Holiday Vacations all was in a video, were in a video, and they sang happy birthday.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it was sweet.
The crew was good. Adam, off key.
That's so good. I was going to go on last and advocate for his dismissal, you know, but then that got cut, you know. And then they was told it's just a matter of time. He can call in, right, Dave? I mean,
phones work.
Yeah, phones work.
It's the same time. No, it's 6 hours ahead.
After we're advocating for his dismissal.
Oh, I see.
And then if he wants to call in as a caller.
Oh, I see. You let him be a caller.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Not often.
We'll screen him.
Yeah, not often.
Right.
Not often. 18 past 12. If you were at the event, you want to chime in, that'd be great. If you have a question about the event, that'd be great also. StylesFinancial.com, talk and text line 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, guess who's joining us today?
Susie Gajo.
Not even she knows what she'll say.
Susie Gajo.
If you cross her, she will set you straight.
Susie Gajo.
Or she might be looking for a date.
Susie Gajo. It's time for Susie Gajo.
She's here. Should we read some of the text here?
Sure.
How about this first one? Susie looked stunning.
Aww.
Susie looked stunning. Wow, that's very impressive.
Thank you.
I was at the celebration last night. Wonderful, well-produced, except for one thing. You all forgot all the good WCC has done for others over the many years. I'm a very long listener.
Aww.
You're always going to have people have differing views, we
should have
didn't emphasize. I get that.
I believe we did talk about Union Gospel Mission and some of the other great charitable moments in our career, but I'm not. I mean, it's fine.
They were mentioned, a lot of the money last night. In fact, all of it went to
the
different charitable organizations that we've worked with for years.
Ever,
years.
Yeah.
Mischke was great. So were you and Susie. Very kind. Liked the interview with Palenti. I thought Tim was outstanding as always.
Amazing.
He's just, by the way, we could use a lot more.
Yes, we could.
Tim Palenti's right now.
I thought you did a great job, too, with the interview to kind of really say, no, Dave, don't be mean. Come on, we're being honest here. No, to talk about
I think Dave was being honest.
No, the integrity of the country and standing up for what's right, mm-hmm. and but not partisan.
No.
It was just about being a good person and being honest.
And he's a Republican, doesn't shy from it, but there's a way to defend your positions without savage the others, and he was great.
Yeah.
Hi, I was there. Love the show. Wish the producers were introduced. Would have been fun to see them after listening on air. Not really.
They were asleep.
Not really.
Not really. Half of them weren't even there.
Yeah, a number
there
of them.
Dan Cook.
Yeah, hello, Dan Cook.
Dave Josephson.
He's probably in Tahiti.
Yeah, well, he went. I mean, the Adam and Jordana show went so far as to travel to Iceland and Croatia to avoid it. Wow. Did John Williams attend or did he fear since Minnesota doesn't have one of the Great Lakes? That goes back to when John lamented that we didn't have a Great Lake. And by the way, we do have this thing called Lake Spear.
Yeah.
John is in the building the hallway right now. And
yeah.
I talked to him for 10 minutes before the show. So he's here today. Dave's singing is worse than Mrs. Miller from the 60s. I have no idea who Mrs. Miller is from the 60s, and I think Dave's singing is phenomenal.
Dave Harrigan singing?
Just the Susie Open. I think his singing is brilliant.
I think his heart is in it, and that makes all the difference.
Backhand compliment that is. You know, that sex was really terrible, but I know you tried.
I know you tried.
I know
Good
you tried.
Job, you.
I'm going to give you some notes next time.
Yeah.
Okay, so one of the segments was a news segment.
Mm-hmm.
News segment. And I'm going to remember the lineup here. I think it went Susan K. Jones, then it went Steve Murphy. Then it would Telly Mamayak, Laura Oakes, and Eric Eskel. By the way, best outfit of the night, Laura's skirt.
Oh, my gosh. She stole the show.
Phenomenal. It was sparkly, and then the boots worked, and the shirt.
Unbelievable.
And she had a little more curl to the hair. She was
jazzy.
Just fantastic. It turned into the Susie Show, Dave. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes.
Yeah. And I said to Kathleen instantly as they walk out, I go, this is turning into the Susie Show. Just wait.
It took a minute to get there, but it got there.
It did. And again, I love you. It was great. But it was your show, Dave, right?
As I told Susie before this show started here, we got every Susie last night. And I loved it because we got bubbly fun Susie as she was, going around the room saying hi to everybody.
Oh, yeah. You were, I mean, Nancy Nelson has that role for Chan-S in Dinner Theater. You played that role for the station last night. Every time I looked up, you were somewhere greeting somebody.
Yes, we got straight down the line Susie sometimes. We're okay, we got things to do.
Yeah.
And we got total scatterbrain Susie.
Yeah.
Which is our favorite Susie.
Yeah, that is it. That is it. When you started reading your file where you've been written up, including when you called for the death of the Pope.
I did not. I said, give him some morphine and let him go. It wasn't like a firing squad.
Dave Harrigan, give him some morphine and let him go. Is that any different from what I said? I mean, it's a peaceful way to go, but Susie wanted the Pope dead.
It's a different way to phrase it, but it's the same thing.
Same end result.
Yeah.
Well, it got me in trouble, suffice it to say.
Yeah. Then you also were really in trouble, and how can I phrase this?
Yeah,
because
be careful.
I really can't.
Yeah.
Twitter, she then offered up something that may be referred to as a body part in someone in a derogatory way, and also a criticism in England that is commonplace in England, but never is used here, Dave Harrigan.
No.
Is that fair?
That's very fair.
And again, I loved it. Okay, so you need to understand, none of me is criticizing you. Zero results. Before I started, you're hating. No, I thought it was fantastic, but I just knew you. Then I kidded you because we started Nancy Nelson.
Yeah.
Because she's the representative from Chan-S and Dinner Theater. Then we played a video. Then
Minnesota Hospital.
No, I was out there with Jason before.
Oh, right.
Minnesota Hospital. Thanks. I obviously made a big impact.
Yeah.
And during Minnesota Hospital, you did not miss a line. Did not miss anything.
Nurse Helen.
Nurse Helen, you're literally pawing Dave Lee. I mean, repeatedly pawing him, tramping it up very well. And I walked up to you and said, I mean, you'll write your news copy and it's all over the place, but now when you're in front of a crowd, you did not miss a pause, did not miss a beat. You and Tim Russell were the star of that.
Oh, he is so
Because
funny.
Russell and his voices, you forget how talented he is.
So talented.
On display. And you needed to see it and hear it. Now, regarding seeing it, Lindsay Peterson came in and did remind us. We will be putting out some videos from this event. Maybe not the whole thing. I'm sure there's some copyright situations. I'm serious. There probably is, right?
Okay.
But as we get maybe closer to Christmas, you might see certain segments. You might see parts. I'm sure a lot of people videotaped it.
Mm.
It was a lot of work
by
a lot of people, in particular Brad Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And God knows I'll criticize brain wizards no matter where I work. But Brad and Lindsay and Jeff Gonsales and everybody involved really put together a fabulous event where people who've left us and worked at WCC Radio made an enormous impact. I think they would have been proud of last night's event.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, I agree. It was a wonderful night.
Is it over yet?
I think I'll...
Is it possible it's still going on?
I'll call Chan and see if someone's still telling
Chan
a story.
Call Chan and see if it's going on.
A lot of stories.
Yeah, really good stuff. Thank you.
Yes. We'll see you in a half an hour for news.
Absolutely. Adam Carter, irrelevant to us. Cheryl Carter, Adam's mom, used to be a fixture on the show, right? I don't know. Has she shown her loyalty? Is she still loyal to this show or the Adam and Jordana show?
Well, she asked me when I spoke to her yesterday, what time is Adam on nowadays?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't even know.
I appreciate that. My first question, I'll just give you a preview. How quickly did you realize what a disappointment Adam would be for the entirety of your life? How soon was it after he was born? Did you realize this was not going to work out that way? I love the guy. I'm kidding. Cheryl's next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.